That's right, you're locked in to The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Off New Thing.
Coming up on today's show, we're going to be reviewing Father John Misty's fifth studio offering called Chloe and the Next 20th Century. But first up, here's a segment that we like to call...
By the way, Sony Group has made a $1 billion investment into Epic Games as the company makes a third investment into the company, where they now own approximately 5.4% of Epic Games. More specifically, the company has currently spent $1.45 billion so far, buying equity in Epic Games and raising the Fortnite company's valuation to $31.5 billion. Sony CEO Kenichiro Yoshida said that as a creative entertainment company, they are thrilled to invest in Epic to deepen their relationship in the metaverse field where creators and users can share their time. Epic Games has the goal of reimagining the future of entertainment and were one of the first few to have embraced a community-driven digital environment where big names like Ariana Grande, Marshmello, Silk Sonic, and more have performed in Fortnite. Last year, it was also reported that Sony has signed a strategic partnership with popular game Roblox, which has hosted events and concerts from the likes of Lil Nas X, David Guetta, 21 Pilots, and more. This also comes as Epic Games announced their acquisition of music online store and streaming site Bandcamp. Pretty sure this is just the start of games and music intertwining with each other.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the gap between music and games is getting even closer as the years go by. And it's an exciting future for both industries, if you ask me. By the way, grunge is back in a big way in 2022. Recent news is that three of the genre's founding fathers have joined forces, starting a new supergroup. The band's core members include Soundgarden guitarist Kame Tao, Nirvana bassist Chris Novoselic, and Soundgarden as well as Pearl Jam drummer Matt Cameron. They've joined forces to form a band called Third Secret. Just by that itself, the band includes members of the three biggest and most important grunge bands of all time. Also in the group is John Baba Dupree, guitarist for the messy, intense and vastly influential early 80s DC hardcore band Void, as well as singers Jennifer Johnson and Gillian Rye, both who are from Novoselic's other band, Giant in the Trees. The supergroup surprised fans by dropping their debut self-titled LP on Monday night, which was primarily recorded and mixed by the famed grunge era producer Jack Endino. The 11th track on the debut's LP was partially written by Novoselic and Cameron, while Rye penned the lyrics. Alongside the introduction and the debut album, the band has also recently performed at a secret show at Seattle's Music of Pop Culture. Grunge is back.
Back indeed. By the way, most musicians have a camera crew in the studio while they make music for, I don't know, documentary down the line, like Kanye West. But Ed Sheeran started filming every single writing session that he has for an entirely different reason, to prevent future copyright cases for his music. This comes after Ed Sheeran recently won the High Court copyright battle of his hugely successful hit Shape of You, where a singer Sammy Chokri claimed that Ed Sheeran stole it from his song Oh Why. Ed Sheeran has insisted that he doesn't borrow ideas from unknown songwriters without acknowledgement, and that when he does, he always credits the people who contributed to the work. As evident in TLC's songwriters getting credits for Shape of You as it interpolates the melody of No Scrubs. Back in 2017, he was also involved in a copyright case with his other song, Photograph, which was settled out of court for $20 million. And according to Ed Sheeran, that opened up the floodgates for imitators to follow and try to make a quick buck. So now Ed Sheeran has decided to film every single songwriting session because, who knows, someone might just claim that Ed Sheeran stole it in just a few years' time.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy, right? Like, artists have gone to this extent to try to protect their, you know, their copyrights and their patents. But that being said, though, it could be a double-edged sword, right? It could work for both purposes. He could keep it for insurance in this case, but also down the line, 20, 30 years, he could very well release a documentary as well with that footage.
Sounds like a win-win.
Win-win for sure. Also, by the way, legendary rock band Pink Floyd has released a new single called Hey Hey Rise Up on Friday in support of the people of Ukraine. It's the first new music from the band since 1994, and all proceeds, of course, will go to the Ukrainian humanitarian relief. This single features vocals by Andrei Kovlyuk, but might be butchering that, but he's from the Ukraine band. He's the frontman of the Ukraine band Boombox. The band used audio of him singing in central Kiev, the Ukrainian capital, where he performed a rousing Ukrainian protest song written during the First World War, which has been taken up across the world over the past month in protests. A man, actually, who, by the way, left his band to join the army during this Russia-Ukraine conflict, as currently in hospital after being hit by a shrapnel. This one-off tune by Pink Floyd is now heading its way towards their first top 10 single in the UK for 43 years since 1979's Breaking the Wall. Lead guitarist of Pink Floyd, David Gilmour, who has a Ukrainian daughter-in-law, has been outspoken about the war in Ukraine, and in March, Pink Floyd pulled all the music it has recorded from 1987 from Russian and Belarusian music providers. Yeah, Pink Floyd might be back, maybe just for one single, but it's worthy enough for us to play it. And to lead us off to this part of the program, check it out on The Pulse. This is Pink Floyd and Hey Hey, Rise Up, only here on BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.